From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonzo reporting. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry is again expressing concerns over China's massive island-building efforts in the South China Sea. Kerry met with China's foreign ministers on the sidelines of the 10-nation ASEAN forum on Wednesday.
The United States shares the frequently expressed desire of ASEAN members to preserve the peace and stability of the South China Sea. We want to ensure the security of critical sea lanes and fishing grounds, and we want to see that disputes in the area are managed peacefully and on the basis of international law.
China has been creating artificial islands in waters where Vietnam, Malaysia, Taiwan, and the Philippines have overlapping claims. Later Wednesday, Kerry will meet with the Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov on the sidelines of the ASEAN Forum. President Obama in a few hours will deliver a major speech in Washington calling on U.S. lawmakers to approve the international nuclear agreement reached with Iran last month to limit its nuclear program in exchange for a lifting of sanctions. Mr. Obama will urge lawmakers in the midst of a 60-day review of last month's comprehensive deal to avoid squandering a historic opportunity to cut off Iran's path to an atomic bomb. U.S. drones and aircraft have begun arriving at an airbase in southern Turkey, according to the country's foreign minister Wednesday, ahead of a launch of the planned effort to clear Islamic State militants from an area of Syria across the Turkish border. The minister said Turkey said the U.S. would soon start an extensive battle against the Islamic State group, leading to safer conditions for moderate opposition forces who are fighting the militants. VOA News.